Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Houses of worship in Massachusetts are again allowed to hold in-person services. Yesterday was the first Sunday in weeks that church services were not a violation of state coronavirus restrictions, although many churches have decided to keep their doors closed for now. WBUR's Adrian Ma visited one church in Cambridge that did open.
In a lot of ways, it was a pretty typical Sunday at St. Mary's Orthodox Church.
All of you.
Chants echoed off the walls while the smell of incense wafted through the church, and Father Anthony Hughes recited prayers and benedictions.
Lord God, remember in his kingdom, always, now, and ever.
But unlike Sundays of the past several weeks, there were actually people in the pews. Only about 30 of them, though, so a fraction of the normal pre-pandemic crowd. Sometimes they sang along, though their words were muffled through cloth masks. Then, at the end, Hughes urged those in the room and those watching on the live stream at home to stay vigilant.
As far as I know, we have no cases of coronavirus in our parish. So let's keep it that way, all right? We do this social distancing and limiting everything because we love people. It's not a matter of fear, it's a matter of love.
For those in attendance, the service was a little peculiar, but also uplifting. Bob Kowalik has spent the past couple of months watching the service on a live stream, sometimes with a cup of coffee and a corn muffin in hand, and he says that just did not feel like church.
I mean, our theology says that when the people get together, that's the body of Christ. So we're finally together. Not all of us, but at least some of us.
As part of the state's reopening guidelines, houses of worship are limited to 40% occupancy. So Sunday service was sort of an invite-only deal. Kowalik is church secretary, which means for the past several days he's been going down an alphabetical list of parish members, calling them up and saying, hey, want to come to church?
So a lot of people were not ready to come back. They were apologetic. Call me in another couple of weeks. I don't feel good about doing it yet.
One of those reluctant members is Katie Boardman.
I'm not too comfortable being inside buildings with a large group of people at this time.
So Boardman watched the service at home.
So I was very lucky in that I live with some people who go to this church. So we were able to kind of create our own little Sunday morning experience in our home, which is really beautiful and meaningful and makes you still feel connected.
And yet, minutes after the service ended, she walked over to the church and stood across the street.
Hi, Father. How are you?
How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Hoping to catch a familiar face as parishioners walked out.
I really missed them. Clearly, here I am. I texted one of them to come and say hi to me because they're my friends.
But Boardman says for now, maybe the kindest thing she can do for them is to stay away. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Adrian Ma.